Inside the Box is a project exploring the idea of self-portraits. The room is full of white boxes, all identical on the outside. Internally, each box encapsulates the individual passions, hopes, and dreams of its creator. How much do our preferences reveal about our essence? Is it possible to share ourselves through our choice and arrangements of personal odds and ornaments? What defines oneself? Is that possible? Seemingly, there are more questions than answers. Look for yourself, please. Look inside the box and see.
This is an expression
of the inner me.
My inner
mind.
Inner
thoughts.
Inner emotions.
My inner
soul.
All condensed
within this
box.
I hope what you see
3 weeks ago.
The box for me represents kind of like a way of self-discovery. Like thinking of who I am and also how to represent what I am in the form of a box for this exposition. Like how to take myself and show people what's inside myself, but show it in a physical outside way, because they can't be inside my own head or inside my own box. So I must take things out of my head and kind of express what goes on inside my head and what I think and feel and put them inside the box.
To me, what the box represents is our physical bodies and brains and consciousness and thoughts and emotions and kind of things that make us happy, things that make us sad and all that. And to me, outside the box is the physical world and the spiritual world which we live in. And that's what it means. So the box is a metaphor for ourselves, and the museum itself could mean the rest of the world at large, you know?
The box represents my ideas and, you know, like things that I'm passionate about, and supposed to give like people an insight into maybe what kind of person I am. I would like to be seen in a positive way. Like I wouldn't like anyone to be maybe getting ideas and thinking, oh God, you know, what kind of, like, yeah, I would like to be seen in a positive way, and I suppose for people to be interested as well. Like, that's what I think it was. I think it's a good idea to not give too much away, to kind of leave a little bit of mystery there.
What does it represent to me?
I probably wouldn't see everything about me that other people can see.
It means a great deal to me that I'm... it means, I guess it just stands out for me that I'm been able to do something right. You know, that it shows a reliability for me, I think.
To be seen as we are, because, like... Yeah, because like if you're trying to be seen as you would like to be seen, then that's not really you.
It means a lot to me that I might be someone special, that when it goes up.
Yeah, it's better to just be you, and it is true that like we do tend to act in front of, you know, in front of other people. Like, we try to, you know, instead of just, you know, we kind of hide our true selves.
Rather a person from the inside rather than the outside.
We're scared that, like, you know, of what people's opinions of us are going to be, you know, like the people won't like us, and don't let what other people think of you bother you. Just don't, like, don't, you know, just get on with your life, and don't be worrying about what other people think. So then I'm not acting, I'm not hiding, I'm just being me.
Like looking inside a person.
The box for me represents an insight into the inner me. Not per se my soul, but a minute representation of the real me, only in box form. I suppose the box project for me, like my box, compared to the other ones would be a single unit, but part of a whole group or community. No one will know my box from somebody else's box because of the way that they are. But at least people will figure out, people will see that it's an individual box, but yet it's in a group or part of a group or a community. No matter how big or small it is, it will be kind of interesting from the point of view of people knowing the curiosity of what's in them and why are they here? And what do they mean? What do they represent? What do they stand for? Are they all the same or are they different? That's the only way you're going to find out that is to look inside.
I wouldn't know.
Because if you give too much information, then people will think, okay, they know enough about what it is, so they won't go near it. But if you give them a small, let's say a tidbit of, just a small little inkling of what it represents, but leave the people to discover the true nature of what the actual box represents, and so they can make up their own opinion, their own mind, and it would be better than, instead of just, like, it'd be a surprise to them. Some places they have, do not touch. This one says, feel free to touch, or feel free to explore at your leisure.
It's just trying to, like, phrase the answers is a bit difficult, like, you know, like, trying to find the words. Like, I know, in a way, I know what to say, like, I know what you're asking me and all that, but it's just trying to put the answers together is a bit difficult.
It represents the need for survival. It's just like, imagine if all that stuff we've ever had and we enjoyed, like we play video games with your mates, drinking in the pubs and all that stuff. And imagine if all that was taken away and the dead really risen from, or started rising and started killing people. You get what I'm meaning? And imagine all that happening, and I could assume that would be pretty damn tragic. I mean, you can't just, what are you going to do? How am I going to survive? That sort of thing. I kind of, well, hopefully, maybe, when it does happen, you never know. Expect the unexpected, or maybe some similar, you know, situations might occur, or disaster, or anything. I'm just trying to, like, to remind people that they need to survive, and no matter how bad it gets, or how horrific it can get, or, you know, horrifying, and all that stuff, you can't just give up on your life. I mean, you only get to live once, at least. So even if you're at your own rope, just do whatever you can just to survive and live that extra mile, you know? Yeah, it's true, you do better if you have a group of people with you, that's true. However, it's also a matter of trust. Trust is the most important key element in any survival situation. Bickering amongst yourself will only make you open season. And some people in a zombie apocalypse can, shall we say, be a bit of a, shall we say, pardon me for saying this, be a bit of a dick to each other. Like, they could stab you in the back when you least expect it, or leave you to rot and die, that sort of thing. So if you meet strangers and all that, you shouldn't just immediately be all buddy-buddy with them.
It represents me and what I like in the box.
Sometimes a person's actions define them for who they are, or the choices they say. The choices they make, I mean. If they are kind, caring people, that the most mean that they've a heart, and they know they care. If you just, like, stab another fellow man in the back over food or anything, when they're just trying to offer help, that's basically like throwing your way your humanity. It depends. It depends on a lot of things. Like, if he's trustworthy or not. It's all about, well, sometimes you have to take a bit of a gamble. You know what I mean? Like, it could be trustworthy or not, but there are some people out there that just want to take advantage of other people's tender hearts. And in those kind of situations, do the world a favor and put a bullet in their heads. Well, not like kill them or anything, but in a zombie apocalypse sort of thing. Because, well, law and order is thrown out the window the moment that happens. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm kind. I'm caring. I'm not, before the zombie apocalypse happened, I was a bit selfish, but I always listened to my parents. I was a dedicated, hard worker, recently a dedicating, hard working kind of guy who just wants to, make a difference in his life, you know? I'm willing to help others if they ask for it. And I'm even at times, if God helps, or God help me, or be my witness or anything, I'm willing to protect others, even at the cost of my own life.
Well, I find my box project enjoyable. I drew some lovely pictures, and I stuck them inside it, and I also stuck a picture on the lid inside. Yep, I drew a picture of the sea, and also stuck a picture of horses on it, and also made a snakes and ladders game, and also drew a nice park, and also I drew a nice background with trees and bushes and a few rabbits on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my box project.
You see, you have to, always be cautious, even around a group of people you even know. You see, a zombie apocalypse with all that fear, anxiety, stress, all that stuff can cause a person to, at some point, reach their breaking point and cause them to snap. And that's never a good thing when a person does snap. If they got out of control and be a danger to everyone around and everyone around them, it may require drastic measures.
It feels good because we did it. We finished it.
These are my words of surviving a zombie apocalypse. Everyone makes their own choices throughout whatever situations life would throw at you at those times.
I want it to be a surprise for people, so...
Everyone else who told me about it says it's got to represent the person with it. I put stationery in it. And I also wrote down a list and did some pictures to keep it in mind what I wanted to do.
Well, zombie apocalypse. Trust is essential at times, yes. And if there are more people, like a community, then there's a chance for humanity to rebuild. And I'm going to say this, dealing with zombies should be dealt with at a distance, rather than close and personal. Only as a last resort. Going close quarters, only as a last resort. You see, if you don't keep your distance, they'll come at you like rabid dogs. That's in a way that they are. In some degree. And if you get bitten, you're pretty much dead. Or unless you can amputate your arm real damn quick, which I seriously doubt that will happen at any time. And, well, I'm just going to say one last thing, word of advice. Stay human. We'll be a dying breed if that happens.
Stationery, I just said. And I'm planning on getting some marbles as well. And last week I picked up a marble footpath. I still have it in my pocket. I hope that's my lucky trinket. I bought the stationery myself and I didn't even take it out of its package. I just left it in that package. Or the package is just as fancy as the things in it. Me and my stationery, I suppose I need pens and pencils to write with, and there's the sharpener to pair the pencil with, and the eraser to rub out the pencil with.
Things from my mind. The information. The place.
I was in my putting the stationery in the box, I was only trying to do as I was instructed.
Just drawings.
Drawings, seasonal art pictures.
It represents me. What I like.
Yes, that was my head start.
Yeah, what I like is in the box. It represents me and my talents.
Working on the buildings and the roads and the vehicles.
Photography photos in it.
Well, it's things from my box.
That the box represents me and what I like.
I don't really care about other people working on boxes. Because I'm not really interested in their in what they're doing.
I just say creative. A lot of people think I'm creative.
They don't really care about my box.
I'm a new age Pandora.
Some people see me for what I am.
Open up the top of the box and let all the magic escape. Oh no, my magic is good.
I don't actually know how it works. Yeah, find it confusing.
An old TV show called Picture Box.
I think I should concentrate on what's happening in my head.
A picture of a pop singer, Adam Ant. You know him? He was presenting, at one stage, presenting a programme about 1981, made in the year 2000 or 2001. It was first televised movies too, 2001, right? And one thing he featured on it, the programme, was fancy stationery, like in the design of a chocolate bar of a piece of chewing gum or something like that. And he said that with those fancy things, opening your pencil case was like opening Pandora's box. Yes, and I was thinking this morning, when I was a little girl of about 3, I was disappointed that an animal pencil sharpener of mine got broken and my big sister offered to go up to the shops and buy me a new fancy pencil sharpener. And one was an elephant and the other one was something else. I can't remember which one of them got broken, much to my disappointment when I was small.
Well, discover something about myself and other people as well. Everyone else.
I would believe that, like, it's wrong to just judge someone on their appearance. Because I myself have done it in the past where you look at someone, you get an instantaneous impression of whether you think that person is either good or bad. In the sense that, like, is this a good person that you'd want to get to know, or is this the kind of person you want to avoid? And, like, sometimes people could look at someone that I know really well and know to be a good person, but think that because of their appearance that they are someone that they would be better off avoiding. So it's wrong to go on first impressions or what you just see on the surface. You've really got to, like, go deeper to really understand the person. And I did, like, in past session make a reference to books, in the sense that, like, it's the picture on the cover that catches your eye, but you shouldn't judge the book on just that picture. The next second thing you would probably do is turn the book over and read the synopsis in the back to get an idea of what it's going to be about. And then you read the whole story. You go through every page and read the whole story, because you're not going to know a story by just looking at the picture on the front. I think people are the same.
First of all, we have to like to put in all the boxes. And a box and with all the items, and it's called the finished and titled The Inner Beauty. Well, I would like to talk about the box Mandy was doing about this, the box project, approximately in the last few days, to write a diary and to type it up, making it with collages, and put all those ideas to choose from. And just do it because it was very neat and tidy. It's called the entitled The Irish Inner Beauty.
It's called a self-portrait.
It's called In the Box. Inside the Box.
So it's just kind of the various things and circuits in my brain computing and figuring out stuff and vibing out stuff and seeing what works and what doesn't work. And is this true? Is that a lie? That sort of thing. It just represents what kind of things that might be, I might hold dear to me, or I might despise, or things I'm interested in or not interested in. Things like that, you know? The only way that I can connect everything is just to call it what's on my mind or self-portrait or something like that, you know?
Well, I view the work of art as kind of, it's like my place in the world and in myself as well. But what I think about it is that, like, it's just loads of ideas I had at the time. And some of them are still good. And I think they're all pretty good ideas. But it's hard to connect it by a single thread, you know. So I'll just have to call it what my mind is on or something like that. So XYZ self-portrait, what my mind is on, what bugs me, whatever, what I think, what I love, etc. Well, I don't think you should accept everything the way it is, you know, because you won't change it. Like they say, I know it's kind of popular culture to say, have the wisdom to know the difference between what you can change and what you cannot change. But still, I think you got to try a little bit harder to change, like, certain things, like, say, climate change especially, and things like that, and war and all that, you know? Like it's a whole failure of government to deal with these issues, and it's been going on since the year dot, you know? Well, maybe not climate change, but war's been going on since the year dot, you know? Where should we start in reversing the situation we're in? Well, I think we have to acknowledge the humanity of our enemy.
With me personally, and how I've experienced things in the past, like how I like to be approached and what it usually results in the best way to approach myself is in the form of like coming to me and asking questions that I can answer. And like sometimes it's been the case where like people ask me a question and then I give them an answer and they are spellbound by what I'm telling them. They are completely blown out of the water, completely utterly surprised in a pleasant way. And I like that look of shock and awe and happiness in their face, because it feels good that I'm getting this reaction. They think that what I'm saying is a good thing, as opposed to like receiving a negative reaction. And I like that surprise factor because it's very special when someone takes that step, like to come over to you and ask you things, whereas there are other people that you see on every day who will just walk past you and not pay any attention whatsoever, as if you don't exist.
You know, it just doesn't engage me to have real human beings killing each other. Maybe okay in a game, you know, like Call of Duty or something like that, but when it's the real world and people are dying and starving and looting and cluster bombing and God knows what else, you know? It was Michael Jackson who says you got to start with the man in the mirror, you know, your reflection, you know.
I believe that this is a positive connection in terms of...
Well, I don't know if it's my mirror or if it's my mind, you know.
Like, it could, like, when someone does that, comes over to you and starts asking you questions about either yourself or what you think, and then like they're curious to ask more or intrigued by your answers or amazed by the fact that you have like such a way of looking at things and whatnot, like that can be the spark of electricity necessary to generate a friendship. Usually like what would happen is like it would initially either start with one question and both giving their answers to it, and their answers bouncing off each other and like kind of are very similar. Or it could be sometimes one person asking a stream of questions and the other person giving a stream of answers. But the person who was asking the question keeps getting more and more amazed and wants to learn more. They're thirsty for more. They want to find out how much you know. not about knowledge, but more so like the interest in knowing. Like, it's like wanting to know everything about a person. And like, either whether it's both of those scenarios, whether it's just one question and many answers between two people, or a lot of questions and then a lot of answers from one side, it's always going to lead to more questions from the other and answers from the other, and both sending questions and answers to each other. It's like a tennis match of Q&A, and you learn what each other is like through that. It makes me feel good in general, and sometimes happy, sometimes amused, sometimes excited. I have a very good history with the people that I talk to and open up to. I don't know whether that's been blind luck or just a very good sense of knowing who to avoid. But I've always been lucky with the people I've met, and they've always been very, very good people.
How would I feel? Well, first of all, I'd hope they kind of like it, you know? I hope they like it, and I hope they like it, and I just hope that it gives them food for thought, and it might, I don't know, change the world in even just a tiny way, you know? Even if it's just one person it changes, you know? Even if it just changes myself, I'd be happy with that, you know?
People are displaying who they are, displaying self-portraits. They're bringing people into the box as opposed to the individual themselves coming out of their box and their comfort zone. It's inviting other people in to come and have a look.
It would be good, like, to have people like it, but I don't want them to know who it is at the same time, so it's a bit of a balancing act, really, you know?
Inside the Box, a project by the participants of Eve Tushkent, a centre for individuals with Asperger's syndrome.
This is an expression of the inner me.
My inner
mind.
Inner
thoughts.
Inner emotions.
My inner
soul.
All condensed
within this box.
I hope what you see
3 minutes ago.
This is an expression of the inner me.
My inner
mind.
Inner
thoughts.
Inner emotions.
My inner
soul.
All condensed
within this
box.
I hope what you see
3 minutes ago.
This is an expression
of the inner me.
My inner
mind.
Inner
thoughts.
Inner emotions.
My inner
soul.
All condensed
within this
box.
I hope what you see
3 minutes ago.